welcome to Bedtime Stories of Adventure and Wonder. Had a few days absence. Our family had gone to Dinosaur Land in Vernal, Utah, for a few days for some camping and some looking at some cool dinosaur stuff. So that's where we've been. So yeah, hope you guys are didn't miss us too much, and let's get started. Hope you're sleepy. All right, kids. So what kind of, I don't know, what kind of story you guys want tonight?
Something about dinosaurs.
Something about dinosaurs. Let's begin. Once upon a time, there was a family who went on a trip to see dinosaur fossils and mammoth bones and things, all sorts of critters that went extinct. They went down to this crazy place in southern Utah. Surface millions of years ago. They went to a really crazy place that had, a lot of times they saw layers of rock that had different colors, kind of like Neapolitan ice cream, but more layers than three. We're talking like 10, 15 layers of lovely, tasty looking ice cream. But they weren't laying flat like they should. They're diagonal or straight up. They were all pushed around and bent out of shape, and sometimes they curved. And this one time, they went hiking and they left the got a little bit lost, and they found this wall where all of the different ice cream colored layers of rock were twisted around in a way that they formed a perfect circle. And next to the rock, there was petroglyph, which is kind of like art that cave people had made long ago. And in this petroglyph, they saw a stick figure of a person. Kind of a bunch of circles together that looked kind of like a bullseye and kind of looked like those layers of rock right there next to it. And then on the other side of that bullseye drawing was a creature that looked like a dinosaur. "That is so cool," said one of the kids. They went up and looked at the petroglyph. Your mom said, don't touch the rock. So you can't touch that art. You have to leave it alone. Well, what if I just touch this part, Dan? Said the kid. And he walked a few steps over and touched the part where the ice cream rock formed a perfect circle. They touched the very center of it. And something strange happened. That circle of rock started to change. Started to stretch forward, forming a tunnel. A tunnel through time. Before the parents could stop, the kids ran straight into the tunnel. So of course the parents chased after them. As they ran through the tunnel, they started to see strange shadows of light that kind of looked like creatures on all sides. Some of them looked familiar at first, and over time they started to look more and more weird and strange. And then they started looking familiar again. Things they used to see in their books at school about dinosaurs. That's what they looked like. Then the tunnel ended. They looked around, and instead of this dusty, deserty rock place they were at, all of a sudden they were in a green river forest area. And they were surrounded by brachiosauruses with their big long necks and ginormous bodies. They were munching on the trees, but when they all of a sudden saw the strange family of humans, most got frightened and stomped away, shaking the earth as they went. What just happened? Where are we? Asked the father. And one of the kids said, it's perfectly obvious where we are. We're in the... Wait. What period is it?
Jurassic. Cretaceous.
The Brachiosaurus? Is that Cretaceous or Jurassic? Not sure. I can't remember either.
Dad, you're a disgrace to this family.
Tell me then, Smarty Pants.
Well...
No, that's cheating. Well, maybe it's something in between. Maybe it's Jurassic and Cretaceous.
You know what that's like?
I think a lot of the dinosaurs that we think about are in the Cretaceous. So it's probably a better bet it's in the Cretaceous.
Yeah, like the T-Rex and Triceratops are both in the Cretaceous. So Jurassic Park should be called Cretaceous Park.
Oh.
Or
Camp Cretaceous. Anyway, the kid said, "It's obvious we're in the Cretaceous period, Dad." But that's not possible, son. "Well, you saw the dinosaurs, didn't ya?" "Well, maybe. I might be having a hallucination. Maybe I bumped my head." Then they heard a large roar. And out jumped an Allosaurus. They were the meanest dinosaurs on the block. And they looked like they hadn't had a good meal in several days. "I say we go back to the tunnel," said Dad. And they looked. And the tunnel was behind them. Strangely. And so, with the Allosaurus snapping at their heels, they dove forward into the tunnel once more and ran back through time a bit. This time, when they popped out, was something staring back at them. A giant furry elephant. "Wow, woolly mammoth!" said one of the kids. It was larger than an elephant. It had lots of brown matted fur and large tusks. And on top of this mammoth was a very strange sight indeed. It was a caveman. And it had a rope tied around the mammoth's neck. Was riding him kind of like a cowboy. It was very kind of funny to watch until the caveman pointed at the family and said a few things in a strange language. They had a feeling it wasn't good things that he had said, because right after he had said them, reached behind him and grabbed a spear and aimed to fire. "Next stop, kids, let's get out of here." And they ran back into the tunnel. And then the next place they got to in this tunnel was the Jurassic period. In the Jurassic period were the pteranodons, big flying dinosaurs. And one swooped down and grabbed Dad.
"See you, Dad."
Another swooped down and grabbed little sister. And then a whole pack of pteranodons grabbed the rest of the family and lifted them all in the air and flew them high to a high mountain cliff, where they dropped them all in a pile next to some newly hatched pteranodon babies. "I think they think we're worms," said one of the kids. We're baby food. Well, they were in a tight spot. And they were far away from their time tunnel. Which meant there was only one thing they could do. Scream.
Late Cretaceous. The Brachiosaurus was in the late, Jurassic. It was in the late Jurassic. That's when the Brachiosaurus was.
Are you serious?
Yep. I was looking it up the whole time.
Instead of staying in bed, I see. Well, I was wrong. The Brachiosaurus was in the Jurassic. The late Jurassic.
Yep.
Right before the extinction event.
I guess you could say that.
Alright. So, as they were screaming, the pteranodons began to screech. But they were a little bit frightened. They weren't used to their food screaming so much. And that gave the family just enough time to run away. And they ran across the cliff and down some canyons. Finally came into this very strange place. It was a cave, and in the cave there was a fire. There can't be a caveman in the Jurassic. They didn't live there then. So they went to investigate. There they saw what kind of looked like another pteranodon. But dinosaur, said one of the kids. Guys, I think we found the first dragon.
Dragons are not dinosaurs. Okay, Father?
Oh, really? Are you sure?
Yes, I am very sure.
Well, has a dinosaur ever breathed fire?
No.
I bet you can't prove it.
I mean, I guess we can't. But...
magic isn't real.
Oh, okay. Well, what if those dinosaur scientists could find out that certain dinosaur skulls had been exposed to fire repeatedly over and over again? I bet that'd show up in the bones.
It depends. Like, if it was breathing fire or getting blasted by fire.
Well, I guess we'll never know. But for this family, they have found the first dragon dinosaur. Drachiosaurus. And then the Drachiosaurus blew fire on them.
and they all fell asleep.
What?
And they woke up. They were back in their present day, looking at the cave, the petroglyph, and the strange ice cream wall. And they thought to themselves, did that really happen? Dream about going through time and seeing dinosaurs? And they all nodded. So either it really happened, or they all shared the same dream. Either way, it was pretty cool.
They should have brought back a souvenir, like ripped out one of the dinosaurs' teeth or something.
Maybe, but that seems like a dangerous job.
And that one guy in Jurassic World does it.
Yeah, and look what happened to him.
Good point. Good point.
Oh, I think he became Dino Lunch. That's not something that you want to do. Nobody wants to be Dino Lunch. Anyway, they went home that day, but they never forgot the first crazy trip they took to Vernal, where they saw the ice cream wall and met a dragon. The end.
Awesome. Yay.
They are pretty cool. Don't you think, girls?
Yeah. I have quite a few dinosaur fossils. They're pretty cool.
Yep, we had a good time. It was a fun trip. If anyone wants to go there, we'd recommend it. It was fun.
Yeah, I mean, the bathrooms aren't like total wrecks like most camping bathrooms. Bathrooms at campsites.
Right, we stayed at the first time ever staying at a KOA. And KOA stands for Kicking Back on the Nice Campground, where there are what's something that starts with A that has to do with swimming pools and mini golf courses.
Adventure?
Adventure fun. That's what it stands for, the KOA. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure that's not what it stands for.
I think it stands for really nice bathrooms. And that's nice, the KOA. Yeah. Anyway, enough of that, but that was a fun time we had, and hope you enjoyed that little story. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.